We sometimes have people wondering why we have the chant on the 32 parts of the body. Of course, the wondering is not just curiosity. It's also a complaint. Why are we bad-mouthing the body? Well, as John Swart once said, is anything in that chant untrue? Are we saying that it has a liver when it doesn't have a liver? That it has intestines, that it has excrement when it doesn't have those things? Of course it has those things. And there's nothing really wrong with the fact that it has those things. What's wrong is our attitude toward the body. We want something else out of it. It's a big center for our sensual fantasies. You get attracted to your own body, then it goes to other bodies. And that's what you fixate on. And here we are practicing meditation. We're focusing on the breath inside the body, relating to it in a very different way. It's related to it as an object of sensuality. That's on the level of sensuality. Our fascination with thinking about sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations we like to have. And it pulls the mind down. We're trying to lift the mind up. We're relating to the body as we feel it from within. The body as we can sense it. The pleasures of form. The breath element filling the body, flowing smoothly. Our awareness filling the body, feeling unrestricted. Relating to the body in that way is useful. Gets the mind a place to settle down where it can see itself clearly. The pleasures of concentration are much less detrimental to the mind than the pleasures of sensuality. So we're trying to make a clear distinction. The body, not as an object of sensuality, but as an object of concentration. Relate to it in very different ways. And you can't have them both at the same time. As the Buddha said, you have to be secluded from sensuality in order to get the mind into the first jhana. So whatever thoughts would go in that direction, you have to learn how to cut them off. The body is a good place to cut them off because your pleasures of the world outside come through your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, the contact with the body. This is sensuality central. You want to realize if you relate to it in that way, there's going to be a lot of disappointment because your images of the body tend to be very selective. Parts that you find attractive, you focus on those. The parts that are unattractive, you try to hide. And we bring out those parts to talk about, to think about. If you complain, it's a sign that you want to go back to just your dreams, your fantasies. But if we want to establish a real relationship with the body, get rid of an unhealthy positive image of the body and replace it with a healthy positive image. And due to that, you have to start with a healthy, negative image of the body. Just think of all the different parts you have in there. In the canon, they have 31. The commentaries added the brain. No other parts that are not mentioned, like the eyes. Just think of what your eyes would be like if we went around without eyelids, just staring at each other all the time. Pretty creepy. Well, it's right there. Just it's covered up a little bit. Go down the list. And John Munn recommends that you go down the list of the first five. See if any of those strike you as being incongruous when you really think about them. If you take your skin, for example, what's on your body looks okay. When you take it off, think of it just lying in strips on the floor. It'd be pretty disgusting. Anything in the body that you take out and put it on the floor would be disgusting. And yet when it's inside the body, it's okay. It's a sign that we're biased. And that sensual bias is something we have to get past. Because otherwise it's going to eat away at our concentration, our healthy relationship to the body. As we relate to the breath, feeling the breath throughout the body. settling down inside the sense of the form of the body. That's where we want to go. Because from there, you can start seeing very clearly how the mind deals with form, feeling, perceptions, thought constructs, consciousness, the things that allow you to get liberated from all of this. Because otherwise, you just keep coming back and you're a slave. Being a slave to the concentration is not all that bad, but we tend more to be slaves to our sensual aspect of the body. And that can really pull you down, because there's all kinds of greed, aversion, and delusion, and attachment, fierce addictions. And as we leave this body, we want another one. This is one of the reasons we do this contemplation, is to realize it's not so good to come back in a body. It's not a human body. The Brahmas have their bodies, but they relate to them again in the sense of the form. That's the kind of relationship you want to have. Otherwise, out of desperation, you just land on any body. Happens again and again and again. As the Buddha said, the number of people who come back as human beings or as devas, like the dirt under his fingernail, the ones who come back in the lower realms through sensuality, like all the dirt in the world. Scary thought. It's because of their attachment to the body. So we have to see that it's not all that attractive. Whatever way of contemplating the body can allows you to focus on the drawbacks. You can focus on the diseases that are there. Recently, a number of my friends from my youth have been dying or going to the hospital. And guess what did they do to their bodies that made them die? Well, the fact that they just had a body. And John Fun makes this point in a very distinctive way. There's a passage in the canon which talks about all the different kinds of diseases there are. You have eyes, well, there are diseases for the eyes. You have ears, there are diseases for the ears. It goes through all the different organs in the body with their diseases. He says it's not so much that the eyes get diseases. The eyes are a disease. In other words, the potential for disease is waiting inside there. No matter how attractive the body is, no matter how strong, the potential for disease is there in each part of the body. Like a dentist I knew one time. He said when he removed a tooth from somebody, he would keep it apart. And after a day or two, he'd find that there were these little tiny worms that would be eating up the tooth. Where did they come from? They were in the tooth. The potential for them was in the tooth. Just waiting for the saliva to go away. The saliva's been protecting the tooth from those things. And the saliva goes away. Okay, now they have their chance. So there are diseases all over your body, all through your body. And you got another body and you have more diseases again. Do you want that? When will you tell yourself you've had enough? So the problem is not so much with the body, though. It's with our attitude toward it. Proper attitude is we use it as a tool on the path. It allows us to practice generosity. It allows us to practice the precepts. It gives us a good object for the meditation so that we can develop the discernment that gets us past these wrong attitudes. Having the pleasure of concentration allows you to look with a little bit more distance on your sensual pleasures. Without the pleasure of concentration, the Buddha said, no matter how much you see the drawbacks of sensuality, you're going to go back. But when you have the pleasure of concentration as an alternative, then you're more willing to look at the drawbacks of your attitudes toward the body. Seeing that the problem is that you want more out of the body than it can provide. You want things that it just can't provide at all. So that's why we have this contemplation. As I said, we're not bad-mouthing the body. We're just calling attention to the fact that we have lots of delusions around it. And by undoing those delusions, you can learn how to relate to the body in a way that really is useful, that is conducive to freedom. not to the repeated slavery that we've been experiencing for who knows how long.